But it is an honor to be in front of the American flag, the national anthem, the retreat, and to just be a part of the history that all of you are a part of. All our Vietnam veterans and their families have endured over years and years and years. It's a sacrifice, and it's worth it. Good morning, and thank you for joining us to attend your Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Ceremony here at Fort McCoy. And the Garrison Command Team and I could not be more honored to have you. Here on the stage with me is the Garrison Senior Enlisted Leader, Command Sergeant Major Tom Calarco, a 31-year veteran in medical and administrative tasks. To his right is Lieutenant Colonel Mike Corkum. He is a 21-year logistics veteran, started as an infantry officer, multiple tours Iraq and Afghanistan. And to his right is Mr. Cameron Canlin. He's our deputy to the Garrison Commander. He's a retired colonel, former brigade commander, armor officer, years of experience, now serving in a civilian capacity to continue service to our nation. It speaks to the complexity of the time in Vietnam, even now, that historians can't agree on precisely when the war began. American advisors served there as early as the mid-50s. Major combat operations didn't really begin until the mid-60s, and our involvement ended in 1975, even though we have never mentally left. Your experiences might have been significantly different from mine, and most likely they were. Service members today, they're constantly thanked for their service. Sergeant Major and I were in La Crosse last night. We're wearing our uniform, and people are coming up to us on the streets right and left saying, "Thank you for your service. We really appreciate it." We returned from combat or peacekeeping operations as heroes and lauded and appreciated. And George Washington said, in a paraphrase quote, that a nation will be judged on how it treats its veterans. That was back in the late 1700s. And to many Vietnam veterans, we did not do so well.